Well, who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed so-called experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold, and we can't quite shake it. But you're not powerless, like they'd like you to think. You're not. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? How about this? PrepareWithGruber.com. PrepareWithGruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. The kits offer meals, drinks, snacks, and provide over 2,000 calories a day for everybody. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to PrepareWithGruber.com. Protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes with My Patriot Supply. When you order by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your food kits will ship that day. Save $60 with PrepareWithGruber.com. $60 per kit. Per kit. All right, here's a Gallup survey. By the way, My Patriot Supply sponsoring this hour of the program. A Gallup survey has found that immigration, illegal aliens, an open border, for the first time since they started asking about immigration and illegal aliens all the way back in 1981, it is the number one concern of Americans. Number one. More Americans name immigration as the most important problem facing the U.S., 28%. Just a month ago, it was 20%. This survey, by the way, took place from February 1 through February 20, the 1st to the 20th. By the way, it is a special day. It's the 29th today. I know it's leap year day. The government ranked first each month from January through November 2023 as the biggest concern, government. But now in the latest poll, only 20% say the government is the biggest problem, followed by the economy and inflation, which collectively 12 and 11%. I'd say they're the same thing. The economy, 12%, inflation, 11%. That's 23%. That would put it as number two, as we've told you. So this has never happened before. Gallup started compiling mentions of immigration in 1981. 28% is the highest it's ever rated. Back in July of 2019, it was slightly lower. Latest survey conducted at a time when a bipartisan group of congressional senators reached an agreement on an immigration reform bill. You know, here's the thing about Gallup. This is their write-up, and I'm reading part of it. It's all leftist goop. It's leftist group. The latest survey was conducted at a time when a bipartisan group of congressional senators reached an agreement on an immigration reform proposal. The bill ultimately failed to pass a Senate vote, but it faced an uncertain fate in the Republican-led House. Blah, 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 blah. It was a garbage bill that had $60 billion for Ukraine and little for the border. But at any rate, Gallup. Well, how did everything get polluted with leftist filth? I mean, how does everything have to be seen through the lens of progressive politics when it comes to news media? And not this one, of course, but most of them. It's filth. All right, so Mitch McConnell stepping down as the Republican leader. McConnell said it's almost time for life's next chapter. Or, you know, epilogue, maybe. At any rate, Mitch McConnell, longest-serving party leader in Senate history, announced Wednesday he'll step away. He turned 82 last week, but he doesn't look a day over 81. In fact, he looks just about as sharp as Joe Biden any given day. I don't know what the problem is. He looked out in awe back in 1985 when he first arrived, but he got comfortable with a front row seat afforded the party leaders. Well, life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on, he says. Well, Mitch, what you might want to do is just retire altogether, bring some youth from the state of Kentucky, bring us a conservative voice from Kentucky, but there you go, Mitch McConnell stepping out of leadership. So that's, you know, it's not a bad idea. And in fact, it's a good idea, just well overdue. He didn't know when to step away. He just stepped away when he froze up on camera six times. Look, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but he needed to go long before this, all right? He needed to go long before this happened. So there is that. Progressive House Democrats have been making secret human rights trips to Cuba. Well, our border crisis is going on. Pramila Jayapal, Ilhan Omar, and others who have been criticizing of the U.S. embargo against the communist nation have been going there. Those two have. Led a small delegation to an undisclosed trip last week to discuss human rights. How about human rights of Americans? How about human rights of people in the city of Minneapolis, for example, where they're getting the short end of the stick because we have an open border? How about that? They don't care about any of that. We've got crime on the streets of America that is being amplified by illegals in this country that come here with no job, no place to live, no future. They have to survive somehow. Others come here with a plan to break the law. Look at these organized gangs coming out of Venezuela that have been all over southeast Michigan, going into the ritzy suburbs and breaking into houses, stealing cash and jewelry and anything of value, millions of dollars. It's happening all over America. It's happening in Dallas. It's happening in Atlanta. These organized gangs, they have a target. They put a pin in the map, and they come in. They have a plan. Then they meet up, and boom, away they go. And we pay the price. Some pay a higher price, like Lake and Riley. By the way, support America. Put America first. Do that by supporting American farmers. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com has new sales every day. You can find the best frozen blueberries, for example. They're on sale. Frozen blueberries right now. You're looking for some taste of summer in the middle of winter? Well, check it out. Don't forget to try dried blueberries, too. Dried cranberries. And all sorts of great fruit. Plus vegetables. Plus American-made products. Candles and body wash and soap. It's all there. How about pancake mix and maple syrup? It's all there. It's all American-made. PatriotFoods.com. Supporting the American farmer. Supporting the American dream. And partnering with a company that partners with us. PatriotFoods.com. The prices have been slashed. The shipping is fast and free if you spend over $100. It's good stuff, my friends. Check it out. PatriotFoods.com. If you haven't been there in a while, go check it out right now. Use the promo code America. You'll save 10%. I'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Huber Show.